So the what's the Kriyas Ma? Why is it? How did he know? Where did he get this from? That should only be 2 hours. So they want to suggest perhaps, because again, he's talking to people that are being Kriyas Ma Lebitl. I mean, they're not being Kriyas Ma LeTorah. Their Iker Asek is in Torah. The Rambam writes, Teitzahu Baal Umnes. What's a Baal Umnes? Ha'oisik b'malachtoi sholosh shois, u'b'Torah teisha shois. Then the halacha is, you do 3 hours Torah, 3 hours chumash, etc. That's what he said. So the Rambam describes, boss is a Baal HaBos. A Baal HaBos is a guy who works 3 hours and learns 9 hours. A person that's Kaveh Zman LaTorah. But a guy that's being Kaveh Zman LaBitul has to be less than that. He's got to be working only 2 hours, obviously. But once you're three, you're already Baal HaBos. That's what they want to tie in based on that the girl was saying on Peter Rambam. What?
Like a while.
That's a great pshat. So there was a Maisa once at Chazon Ish. Someone asked the Chazon Ish, a Bochum Ben Zmanim. He says, how much should I learn Ben Zmanim? So Nish Ergavia Baal HaBos. Ben is mom, you should be not worse than Baal Bus. Ramam Zot, Tisha Shoyz. So that was what they wanted to tie Pshat, Mishmar Pshat. Now, where did he get this from? That after Chatzos, next Ara. So this is a very interesting Shaila. Should a person get their work out of the way and then learn in the afternoon? Or should a person learn first and then work in the afternoon? So clearly the Gra here is saying learn first. Why is the Gra saying learn first? Well, if you're kaveh zman to if you're kaveh zman for
Shemi
yeah, but right. So one pshat is Shemi, but some want to say just there's a Gra elsewhere. Let's go with the Gra. There's two other goings. One is that the Gra says on the Shulchan Aruch, it's an open din in the Shulchan Aruch. There's achar sheyotza mibeis haknesses, after you leave shul, yelech lebeis hamedrash. Right after you daven, you should go to learn. V'yikva eis lelmoid and be kaveh time to learn. V'tzorech and shebi she'oisei eis yeh kavua shalei avirenu. And the grub brings down what's the makar for this din. Amar b'levi baruch yitzhak marin brachis. Hayotzi mibeis haknesses levnichnas lebeis hamedrash. Someone goes from shul to learn. V'oisek patar zoich u'makava p'nei hashchina. Shenemar yelchu mechayel el chayel yira el keil elokim etzion. Yelchu mechayel chayel. So the girl holds that it's be'etzem achash v'zach that you should learn right after you daven. So Mamela, it sounds like that's another reason to do it first. Now, there's another piece from the Sefer Milo Satira. Milo Satira was written by Rabbi Avraham. The brother of the Gra, and he says over there like this: there's four halakim to the day, right? From Shkia till Chatzos Halayla, Chatzos Halayla to the morning. Morning till Chatzos Hayoyim, and Chatzos Hayoyim till the evening. So each part, there's four parts of the day. And the four parts of the day, let's say if you start from Chatzos Halayla, why are you starting from Chatzos Halayla? I don't know. But it goes, B'shivtecha b'veisecha. B'shivtecha b'veisecha is going on the Chatzos Halayla ad HaBoker. You're at home. You're at home, obviously. V'lechtecha b'derech, zok tegra. Is going mechatzi hayoim at a laila. Uvshach b'cha is going on the first part of the night. Uvkumech is going on the first part of the day. So the Gra said, uvlechtecha b'derech, when you go out to make parnassah, it's talking about the second half of the day. Mm-hmm. So it's very meduyik that was the Gra shita b'etzim, that from chatzos halayla until chatzos hayoim should be eisek haTorah. Get up a chatzos and you'll learn. Then chatzos hayoyim is what chavadar, and then from shkia you go to sleep and eat and whatever.
Okay.
Now, that's another shot. Okay. Now, this is Gishma. All right. Good. We're clear. That's pshat. Now, obviously, there's another reason is Altoim Elichashaf Ne'esh Ne'esh and Latipane. The next piece. Okay. The next piece is a piece that's a quote from Hagoyin Harav HaChassid. From one of the greatest tzaddikim of the generation of the Gra. I didn't know about him until I started preparing this piece, but half hour ago. But his name was Rabbi Yoel Me'amtsislav. Let's say that quickly. Rabbi Yoel Me'amtsislav. Sounds good. So the Chassid Agoin, Rabbi Yoel Me'amtsislav, besides that, he wrote a pirish called the Ma'ariach. It's printed in the Mishnais. In the Hakdama to the Sefer Ma'ariach, it says about him, Baal. It says, Zoyz Gol V'yadua Baalo, Ki Adon Yavi, Rabbi Yoel, the last 29 years of his life, he niach chaye shah v'asak b'chaye oylov. He disengaged from oylom hazeh. Upark Malov El Derchatz had nothing to do with this world. The Kibbul of Omach Shemayim last week, Beshlish Amude Oilam, he only was Isaac and Torah. Ubeilu Yagav Atarach, Venodat Shnosa, he barely slept. Begam Yoshev Tanios, and he fasted. The Sigif Atzma, Shay Shonim, Betrilas Yeshivosoi, he's boiled in the Havali Oilam, and he was boiled and everything like this. During the Tamid Agra, right? That he lived in the time of the Gra, the Noida Bashim Bioel Achosim Me'amtsislav, Shemesaper Mimenu Gdolus Venefloys, and he came, come upon him to Vilna, Lavakish Eitzame Agra, Echis Nahig, Betoira of Avoida. His tzava is called Imre Kodesh, and it says there in the Hakdama, Le Posak Mipume Af Rega Mamish, Lurgoim Yivchenenu. You could count on his fingers how much time he was Mevata from Torah. And he was tar and kodesh, and he was pirish, etc. Now, in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim Po'olav, it says that the Chavetz Chaim would often speak about this Rabbi Yoel Me'amtsislav, and he would read over his tava very often in Imrei Kodesh. Interesting. No, I never heard of them. Rabbi Yoel Me'amtsislav. Steht da, hat gefragt dem Gra, a Shaila. He asked the Gra, how does one succeed in Precious? Precious means to disengage, separate from this world in different ways. How does one succeed in Precious? The Gra told him, Ha'akshon Yatzliach. Famous words of the Gra. Ha'akshon Yatzliach. If you're stubborn, you'll do fine. So what did the Gra mean? What was the context of the question? And what was going on? So it seems like what happened was the Gra felt that he had a very hard time with Precious. Why? Because he kept on talking about it. He talked about Precious a lot. So he felt that the Sitra Achra was not letting him be Mekayim because before he hit that level, he was discussing it. So in other words, sounds like maybe the Gra helped, don't talk about it, just do it. I don't know. So he said, you have a special nisayon in this inyan. And the only way that you are going to be able to overcome that nisayon is action yisliach. You have to put extra effort, more than other people. Anyway, we'll discuss next time. This eighth of the girl, ha'akshon yisliach, does that apply to everything? Or only to precious, etc.? It's an interesting girl. Shkoch, boys, have a wonderful Shabbos.
Yeah.
To shush.